T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Rob Nin joining us here on 95.7 The Game, and he appears via the Dialpad guest line. Dialpad helps you make smarter calls, connect your team with a business communication platform that powers voice, video, messages, and meetings across your existing devices.
Rob, how are you? Thanks a lot for coming on, and what are you up to these days?
Thanks for having me on, and just family stuff, trying to, get my kids through school and just watching some baseball and just enjoying life.
They always talk about how tough it is for some athletes after the game has passed them by. I mean, how has your transition out of baseball gone? Are you still fulfilled in a different kind of way?
Yeah, I think the first few years was a little tougher, knowing that I was still fairly young and thought I could still go out and pitch and get guys out and really compete. And that's the one thing. You do miss the competing, being in the clubhouse, being around guys and having a chance to that camaraderie of just really being, on a team and really having a place to go. And it takes a little time, but after that, after you kind of get adjusted to all that stuff and life goes quick and you find things to do.
Rob, I'm a big baseball fan, and I've been telling the fellas I'm a bit irritated because I'm in my late 40s, and, I grew up watching you pitch and starters start the game and the closers come do what they do at the end. And now the sport that I love is trying to, do things to appease the millennials per se or make the game faster. Did you ever think you would see a scenario where, guys in the bullpen would actually start the game? And what are your thoughts of it?
I'm with you. I don't like it. It's not my deal. I'm a traditionalist. I like where, starters go out there. You got your middle guys. You got your setup guys. You got your closers. For me, I think they're trying to change the game and trying to do something different and trying to get people involved. And for me, I like going out there and playing the game hard, going out there playing it the right way. And for me to have my feeling is if you can't go out and start and get somebody out in the first inning, like as a starter and be competitive and do what you need to do, maybe you shouldn't be in the big leagues. But listen, the game's passed me by and it's completely different. So that's just my thoughts. And my thing is just let the guys go out and do what they need to do.
Rob Nin, our guest here on 95.7 The Game. I think I know the answer to this question already, but this three-batter rule that they're throwing around, it sounds like it's got a real good chance of actually coming to fruition. I mean, you had to get lefties, righties, anybody out. I mean, you had over 300 saves in the big league, so you got a lot of people out. But what do you think of it seems to me that messes with the integrity of the game in a big-time way, saying that if you're going to bring in a reliever, he's got to face three batters. What do you think of that?
I don't like it either. It's one of those things. The game is a game. There's certain things you have to do to get through a game and strategically, a left against lefty or bringing in, and I do agree those lefties should be able to get right-handers out. And I think the majority of them do, but I still think there's certain situations where Barry Bonds comes up and you need a lefty to get him out for one batter. And I think that's, you're taking away a job. You're taking away a guy that's maybe a little bit older, maybe a guy that just really gets out lefties and you're taking that away from him. I mean, it'd be the same thing as taking away the DH. An older guy, Harold Bain, someone's been around, Edgar Martinez, those guys are some great players, but you're taking away a DH, and all of a sudden you're putting them in a position where maybe that's not where they would need to be. So for me, I think you leave it alone, let the guys go out. Let them go out and get lefties. Let them do face one batter. I mean, we keep talking about speeding up the game. Call the strike zone. If you call the strike zone, the game, guys are going to get more aggressive. I mean, look at all the home runs in the home run derby that were all high fastballs that guys were launching. I mean, if you call the strike zone, guys get more aggressive. Guys swing it. They're not pigeonholing one spot down and away, down and in, wherever they want. So, for me, you do that, and you go from there. So I'm not a big fan of it.
All right, so you're not a big fan of three batters. You're not a big fan of openers. Well, let's make it 3 for 3. What about the juice baseball right now? How do you tell the difference between baseballs? I mean, you're a pitcher. You handle millions of them over the course of your life. Can you tell if a ball's a little bit different than another ball?
Yeah, I mean, you can definitely. I mean, even when I was playing, there was times, years it would go by, and you could feel how hard the ball is, and you could feel it. It's just a little bit different. But with that being said, you still got to go out and get people out. You still got, hitters still have to hit the balls. Pitchers still have to make their pitches. So if you go out and make your pitches, it's still the game. You still got to go out. I mean, it's a tough thing to go out there and hit a round ball with a round bat. So if you go out and make your pitches and all that stuff and you do what you need, it doesn't matter if the ball's a juice. Yeah, you're going to give up a few more home runs and you're going to give up, a few harder hit balls. But, we went through it. There was times you could tell the balls were a little softer some years and a little harder some years. You just dealt with it. I mean, that's part of the problem. And I don't think Verlander was complaining about it. I just think it was one of those things where he was expressing that the ball's a little harder. And the ball's juiced, and it is what it is.
Rob, I got to tell you, yesterday, the fellas I do the show with that you're talking to now gave me a bunch of grief. And we talked about the state of the current San Francisco Giants, and it has not been ideal. But when you look at the standings, they're 5.5 games back. And I want to ask you, as a former player, when you know your team's struggling, but the math is there and you show up to the yard every day and you're only 5 out, is that something that gives you we're playing for something? Or do the guys just focus on what they need to do that given day and try to get the W?
I think there's a little bit of both. I think guys look up there and see that they're, where they're at and figure, hey, we still got a chance for this or that. And we're still fighting for something. That's the whole purpose of the whole thing, is to get to the playoffs and have a chance to get to the playoffs. And once you get in, anything can happen. Anybody can get hot. Anybody can do what they need to do. But with that being said, guys are still going out there and doing their job. It's still a long season, and you can't sit there and say, okay, well, we're this many games out right now, whatever it is, and worry about that. You still got to go in day in, day out. You start worrying about that towards the end of the season when there's not a whole lot of games left, and then you try to figure out if you can get in and how you can get in.
Rob, a lot of talk around here regarding Madison Bumgarner and his Giants tenure, could be coming to an end. When you look at Bumgarner possibly being in another uniform, what is that? How does that make you feel, just given everything he's meant to the Giants and all the big moments he's come up with?
It's hard, man. That guy's an absolute bulldog, man. That guy is one of the hearts on that team, and he's a guy that is been a big part of them winning 3 World Series and having a chance to do what they've done. And it'd be hard. It'd be hard to see him in a different uniform, and because I know he's such a competitor and he's such a guy that enjoys going out there and pitching for the San Francisco Giants. It would be tough. It'd be tough for me because, like I said, I still look at him but every time I think about that, I still think of him as a Giant and being a Giant forever and having a chance to finish his career there and just be one of the all-time best.
Rob, I got to ask you, I'm a little envious of guys who are younger than me who are already retired. Like, what are you going to do today? What's your day looking like?
Well, I just had a little breakfast, kids out of the house, Michael play a little golf today. there's stuff. I definitely wish I was still, on that side and playing and still being a part of the game and being on the field and having a chance to compete and get people out. But with that being said, your career only goes so long and there's a certain time when it's going to end, and mine ended, a few years earlier than it should have. And it is what it is, and I was very fortunate enough to play, as long as I did. But with that being said, I mean, life keeps going on, and you got kids, you got family, and you just kind of you figure things out, day in and day out. It usually goes by pretty quick.
Rob, thanks a lot for the time. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right, former Giants closer, 3-time All-Star, 314 career saves. Rob Nen joining us here, 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, he was solid.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.